Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association again after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit safeguardcattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
He's the chief operating officer and the director of breed improvement for the American Hereford Association. Jack Ward joining us once again today. And in that role as the director of breed improvement, we had the opportunity to talk with him about where he sees and where he wants the American Hereford breed to be headed over the next few years.
Well, it's interesting you say that. We're getting ready here in September to have what we're going to call a genetic summit in Springfield, Missouri. And so with that in mind, here just a couple of months ago, we completed a commercial cow survey. And it was not much. The results of that survey obviously really weren't much different than what we've seen in the beef survey, in that commercial cattlemen still want calving ease. They want low-maintenance cattle. They want cattle that have good disposition and cattle that are efficient, convert well, and have as much in-carcass merit as they possibly can. And the interesting part for us is there is a demand out there again for some hybrid vigor and heterosis in the cow herd. And that's been the biggest driving force behind the demand for Hereford cattle over the last few years, is the fact that they work so well on the predominantly black commercial cow herd and providing some heterosis for fertility, longevity, feed efficiency, health, and some of those things that are kind of hard to measure. That little dose of Hereford heterosis really helps. So we are continuing to build and work on trying to provide the right kind of information to make those kind of selections and provide the commercial customer with the product they want. Again, low-maintenance cattle, basically, is what they need.
One of the things we have heard from folks like Dr. Dave Lawman, who's at Oklahoma State University, he's preached a lot about the fact that maybe we've gotten a little, the pendulum has swung to too big of a mama cow. The Hereford breed can offer some moderation there.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that. Dr. Lawman actually gave a presentation at our annual meeting last fall with that very message. And the fact is that he had some great data that showed about how our mature cow size has grown, where our weaning weights are actually weaning weights, and out in the commercial industry really hasn't probably moved as quickly or as fastly as a mature cow herd. So he did kind of challenge the Hereford breed, because we are a breed that can offer a little more moderate milk, keep utter quality efficiency in the cow herd. But what I would suggest to you is that I agree with Dave wholeheartedly, but I will tell you that I do believe we've made some genetic progress, because once those cattle are weaned and sent to the feed yard, we're actually producing more pounds of beef today with the fewest numbers that we've ever had in for a long time. What I would tell you is, I think Dave's right, we don't have the kind of environment and the resources to produce the size of cow and the amount of milk that we need to produce more weaning weight. So it's a challenge there that we want to genetically continue to push the envelope on performance, because we know we got to get them to perform in the feed yard, but yet not overdo it where we get our cow herd too big. So Dave really challenged us, brought us some great data, and we've put a lot of focus on that as well.
Jack Ward on some of the strengths of the Hereford breed right now, hoping to continue to capitalize that in the days to come. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The OBI All Breed Performance Tested Bull Sale coming up on Thursday, high noon, at the OBI Test Facility west of Stillwater. Gray Polled Herefords, one of the breeders, got bulls in the OBI sale. 10 bulls all told, including the top indexing bull. If you want some more information about the Gray Polled Hereford bulls, contact our friend Dr. Charles Gray, 405-341-7445. On sale day, contact his son Fred, 405-226-9971. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.